if y'all don't attend, I look out here and see most of you, but if y'all don't attend the prayer breakfast or the men's breakfast on Saturday mornings, you're missing out a lot, at least to men anyway, because women, y'all missing out too, I tell you. Man, I tell you, the message he had in here Saturday was on point, and I mean, Lord give it to him, and I just, for him to tie that around is just the way that he did it. Only he could do it, I think. Only God could do it. That's the way I'm going to say it. So, I mean, I'm very thankful for that, and I'm thankful to be a part of y'all's family. You know, I'm not in membership, but I am in Christ, so that's the main thing. Y'all bear with me with this tonight. I struggled with this, and I read a little bit about it, and I prepared a little bit, and I read a little bit more, and I prepared some more, and, you know, and then I sat down there tonight, took a good nap, and woke up and read a little bit more and prepared a little bit more, and, you know, and the Lord just changed things, and I'm thinking, when's he going to quit? When am I going to quit? So, you know, so we're going to look, mainly the body of this is from Psalms, and I love the Psalms. I mean, some people say, well, that's confusing and this, that, and the other, but, you know, each time you read the Psalms, your mind is different to your heart. And if you go back and you read Chronicles and Samuel and the ones like that where David's in there and he's talking about and where all these things come from, you learn more about the direction and the way that it is. And the more you get in these Psalms and studies, the more it can touch your heart. So right now, let's turn to Psalms 105, 1 through 4, and then hold there, and we're going to flip to 106. And I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to burn the Bible up in Psalms, so y'all just hang tight with it, all right? So Psalms 105, 1 through 4. And message tonight, I think, is going to be on thankfulness. That's just kind of where I'm leading. And if I get to talking too fast, somebody throw your hand up and say, hey, slow down a little bit. We need to catch up. So kind of excited to be here tonight. I'm honored to be here, as I'm honored every time that the Lord gives me opportunity to speak. It's not about me standing here. It's not about where I'm at. It's about what God wants to do with me and through me by using me as a microphone or a speaker. I have nothing to do with it but just standing here. So with that being said, we're going to speak about thankfulness. Thankfulness, the Bible term for it, is gratitude for blessings. Merriam-Webster says, a conscience of a benefit received, expressive of thanks, and well-pleased or glad. Psalms 105, 1 through 4, and I am not there, says, Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people, sing unto Him, sing songs unto Him, talk ye of all His wondrous works, glory ye in His holy name, let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord and His strength, seek His face evermore. And if you look over at 106:1, he says, praise ye the Lord, O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for He is His mercy endureth forever. Let's bow our head in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank You tonight, Lord, for being here with us, Lord, for what You're going to do tonight, Lord, and for the message that You've given me. Lord, I ask now that You help me to step out and You step in, Lord, and just take hold. Take Your way the way that You do, Lord. Thanks for all that You do. Thanks for Your precious Scripture, Lord, that You've given us to read, Your precious, holy, breathed Word, Lord. In Jesus' name I do pray. Amen. Amen. All right. So now, many times we show thankfulness for the blessings of things that we receive. We thank for things here on earth. We think about thanking for, I don't know, just sometimes menial things to, you know, that's here, but do we ever really get right down and thank the Lord for the Lord? Think about it. How many times have you stepped in there and you've thought about the Lord and be thankful for Him? You know, and I'm sitting here when I was studying this, and it was funny, the message that I had this morning at Arcadia was, it kind of wound up being that way, and I didn't have notes. That was just something that the Lord just took over and went. And with that, you know, He just kind of mixed everything together. And as I was sitting there this evening reading this, my mind just kind of was being separated and pulled different directions. And I just love the way the Lord works. He's awesome in the way that He does. So, you know, He says, how many times do we thank the Lord for His thankfulness? Does that make sense? Are y'all following what I'm trying to say? How many times do we bless the Lord? And how do we bless the Lord? Now, y'all hang on to this a little bit in your minds. How do you bless the Lord? Just hold on to it. We'll get there in a few minutes. How many times do we give thanks for God? Our two scriptures here speak of giving thanks unto the Lord, praising the Lord, singing songs unto Him, making known to others the name of the Lord and the things He has done. If we look at verse 3 in 105, it says, "Glory ye in His holy name, let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord." Glory ye in His holy name. What's His holy name? He's just the holy of holies, ain't he? So, I mean, you know, His whole name is holy, every part of it. You know, and if you go back and research the different names of God, and I'm not going to get into all that tonight because we'd be here all night, which is okay, I guess, but some of them's got to go to school and some of them's got to go to work. So the Lord will work through that as well. But, you know, we got a glory in Him. I mean, you know, He is such an awesome thing. And we today don't set that in our forefronts. We don't set and we don't put Him where He needs to be. You know, to glorify God, none of us... Matter of fact, let me put it this way. All of us fall short glorifying God. Amen. You know, we need to bless Him. We need to love Him. We need to care for Him. You know, as a father loves a son or a daughter, or a mother loves a son or a daughter, that's the way He loves us even more. Why can't we love Him like a son or a daughter loves our mother or father? Think about it. I'm leaving a lot of open-ended stuff here tonight, because when I want y'all to leave here tonight, I want y'all to think about this, and I want it to be on your mind all week about what God has done for you. You know, we're getting up on Thanksgiving time, and of course, most people, I see the Christmas lights and all that little stuff there they took down the Halloween mess and they put up the Christmas lights, and we forgot all about Thanksgiving. You know, I guess Thanksgiving has to come from the heart. And if you don't, and I don't mean this the way it sounds, I just thought about that, if it's going to sound terrible, but if you don't have a heart of thanksgiving, you're going to miss it altogether. Amen. Christmas isn't going to mean what Christmas is supposed to mean. And to me, we need to be more thankful for these things. And we're going to touch on that too, so y'all bear with me. You know, if we're seeking the Lord as we should be doing the first and second verses all day long. And the first and second one says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people, sing unto Him, sing psalms unto Him, talk ye of all His wondrous works." I don't know about y'all, but my singing is terrible. You know, if I want to run off a deer, I got to just start singing in the woods, and man, I'm done. I don't even think your bears and skunks are going to show up. So, you know, but still, if... When the Lord sets upon you to sing and you're singing and you're doing what the Lord wants, and you get to praising and worshiping Him and glorifying Him, and man, I'm gonna tell you, your day just goes from this to this. But the problem is this: we don't think to put Him first. He might be in our heart, tied up in a box. But we got to put Him in our minds put Him in the forefront, to where we lift Him up and we praise Him and we love on Him and we give Him thanks. You know, how many of you in here loved to be thanked or to be appreciated or to be lifted up? I love my wife to death and I love to lift her up when I can and every chance. But you know, it's a great thing to do. Now that I've lifted her up, I have to keep her there. So she's not with me tonight. We have, they had a, what was that thing, Michaela? It was a Christmas party. There we go, for where they work. They do catering, and so they do this every year. It's the end of their catering season. And so she's at home probably doing some catching up on some sleeping or something. We was out last night with these fine folks at the hockey game. But it was good. It was a good game, but it was nice to be catching up with people and doing things. But again, I'm thankful for that. You got to be thankful for everything. message I had this morning, we were talking about being thankful and seeing God in everything. I hit a deer on Wednesday night after I left here, tore the front end of the car all to pieces. It couldn't have been my little gray Cavalier. It was that Hyundai that we drive, and it's the newest one. So I spent Saturday morning putting it back together with duct tape and zip ties and box tape, you know, strapping tape for put over the headlight to keep the water out. Man, I tell you what, if you don't look at it real hard, you can't tell it, but, you know, it's just the way it goes, you know. And we hit the deer and then turned around, and I was coming in here Saturday morning, and I was running a little rapid in my gray car, and it doesn't let off the accelerator as good as the red car does. And as I was drifting through, well, I was drifting through faster than 40 mile an hour, 35. And the deputy pulled me over, and, you know, I pulled in a little spot there. And as I was sitting there, and I didn't have things the way I should, and was coming through, and I just got to praying, Lord. So he pulls out, and that big black bumper's up there next to me, and the Lord's and I'm going, Lord, I know I did wrong. I know I was speeding. I know I did wasn't right, but I didn't realize I was running that fast. And, you know, the Lord, he does it. But through all of that, I'm telling myself, what do I need to learn with all the hard things that I have had happen to me this week? And I had some stuff come up that health things that the Lord's blessing and working through and got a hold of, but where is God in all this? What? That's the question I ask, is where is God in all of these things that happen? Well, I can choose. I'm right there. Like the center of this Bible, you got this piece right here. I got this side to the right or to the left, however you want to do it. I can choose to be over here and be blessing and looking for God. I can choose to be over here and be away from God and blaming God for where I'm at and the things that I'm in. But which direction are we going? Where's our heart? You know, our preacher said it here before, we have a heart problem in this world. You know, and he's got a term that he uses with it, and I'm not good with the memory on that end of the deal, but y'all know what I'm talking about as I say it. And we have a heart problem. Our hearts aren't right with the Lord, and we don't love the Lord in the manner that we should, and we don't love the folks that are around us in the way that we should. We all should be lifting each other up. Y'all have heard this before, and we should be loving on each other, and we should be doing. But again, if we go back and we take the time to praise the Lord and to glorify Him, we're going to be taking the time to love each other, aren't we not? You know, and that's where we need to be with that. I got off over here in left field so far, it's funny. But anyway, it's the way we need to be. But to praise Him and to thank Him, to lift our hands to Him, I love this, and I'm going to flip over here to it. It wasn't part of this, but the Lord's calling me to go that direction. That's what we're going to do. Psalms 100. I love Psalms 100. That's just, I try to remember Scripture, and I go through them, and I'm going to tell you what, I can't remember hardly anything anymore. I can't remember who I am half a day. If a car didn't know where to go, I wouldn't know how to get back home. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. Remember that. Say that with me. Know ye the Lord, that He is God. Amen. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, there's the key word, and into His courts with praise, and that's the rest. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all the generations. We could say amen right there and be done the rest of the night. So, you know, as I'm going on with this, and you know, just to bless the Lord, and I know I keep repeating that and I keep doing it, but we need to repeat it. We need to put it in our mind. It's such important that if you look through from this part on, and this, it truly is a songbook, because you know at the top of our songbooks, we've got this title here that does this many songs, and this title does this many songs, and this title does this many songs when you're looking at the top of it. And if you're searching for a song to put with a scripture or something, you look for those titles and you look in the back and he puts it in there. They've got a name for it. It's above me, but that's it. I heard probably somebody say something. But you look for that and then you put it together. Well, in this, if you ever pay attention to the books of Psalms, or the Psalms that are here, each one has a theme that's similar as you go through it. Now, if you take from here on and you look for a little bit, it says, bless the Lord, like in Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. We ought to be thankful for the Lord for that. You look at Psalms 104, bless the Lord, O my soul, O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. And on throughout these chapters as we look into them. You've got Psalms 105 and then 106. It's there. It's here. You know, David was so grateful when among these things that this is what he decided to do. This is his terms and how he worded it, to bless the Lord, to thank the Lord. 103 is so in-depth in blessing that it talks about a lot of different things, and I encourage you all to go back to that as a study for yourself in 103. I mean, it lifts you up because it reminds you of what God can truly do for us. You know, and we look on there that we should give thanks unto the Lord, praising His holy name, we're blessing Him. We should do that. Psalms 107:1 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." Man. And he just goes on and on. He says in verse 8 of 107, he says, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men." And I love 107. Y'all just, I can get into that. I'm sorry, I'm getting kind of wound up, but that's just how it goes. And I just love it. I love going through this and seeing these things. You pick that one topic and you search for it, and you go through it, and you're searching for the Word there and through it, and you see these things. You see the blessings. You see the thankfulness. You see the thanksgiving that's there. You know, I just can't stress enough how much we need to be blessing the Lord, and we need to be working through things. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians 5:18. So we're talking about giving thanks and praise unto the Lord. We've talked about blessing the Lord. Now we need to thank the Lord in all things. And it's actually marked that one. So 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18. And this little section here, we could just stop where we're going and move on to something else with this, because this is an awesome section, but I'm only going to pull... Let's do 17 and 18. It says, "Pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." First off, if we're praying without ceasing, how can we not have a heart for God? How can we not be thankful to God? Now, wouldn't you think that if we're praying without ceasing, and if you back up to 16, we're rejoicing evermore, and then you go to 19, "and quench not the Spirit." 20, "despise not prophesyings." 21, "prove all things, hold fast that which is good." 22, "abstain from all appearance of evil." And then 23, "and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." How can we bless the Lord? Right there it is. Rejoice evermore. You've got it all right here in front of you. Even more so, we can bless the Lord by doing what? By telling Him what's on our heart. Telling Him what's there. But not only that, going out and seeking the lost, seeing the brother and sister that might not quite be right there where they need to be, and lifting them up and encouraging them and bringing them to the Lord and loving on them. And, you know, and I heard a preacher this morning, and he mentioned that we need to love on people, and we need to bring them to Christ. Isn't that our job, to bring them to Christ? You know, where have we fell short? You know, we've had the training and all through the Wednesday night services on stuff, on bringing people to Christ. It's not that hard. You know, you stand up there and that fear that you have to talk to someone, and maybe you're not talking to them directly about being saved, but you come up and you tell them about your salvation or your witness that you have. What better way to bring someone to Christ than to tell them what He has done for you in your life? You know, I look at my mom back there. She's been through a lot. Mom had a deal where she had put on a lot of weight because of medications. I call it a stew that they had her on. And she put on a lot of fluid and things. And then she had a growth on the side of her face because of some stuff and a few other things that's been along that she's got going on in her life. And through all of that, my mom has been a great example for me, for my kids, and for others. Because not blaming God, but she's lifted God up to here. Amen. And everybody around her knew who her God was. And it wasn't the God of being sorry for herself. It was the God of glory. It was our God. And I've got a great set of parents that have taught me these things and have instilled in me, and I know it's going to whip my rear end if I didn't go to church. And that I'm grateful for. But maybe he wouldn't have whooped me, but I guarantee you it made me feel pretty bad anyway. But, you know, and with this, we need to have that heart. And with that, with these blessings and what's listed here, we need to be able to be thankful for these things and be thankful for the Lord in all things. Small or great, we need to be thankful for Him. You know, how many things do we overlook? 2 Corinthians 9:15 states salvation. You know, he says, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. Why don't we thank the Lord for our salvation? The Wednesday night preacher was talking about the blood. You know, we need to be thankful for the blood. Amen. That blood, and he brought it a little more into perspective in the men's meeting, breakfast with the blood, the trail of blood. And if you ever get to read that, ask him. I don't know if he read it this morning or not, but man, that was awesome. And wherever we go, there's a trail of His blood. We've got to follow it. We've got to track it down. It's got to be a part of our lives. It's things that we need to do that, man, it's just be thankful for everything. Be thankful for the little things. Be thankful for the breath that I'm getting right now, that you're getting. Man, it's awesome. It really is. 1 Corinthians 11:24. Now, this is something that I never really give any mindset to until I got to reading through this. Giving thanks for the Lord's Supper. Ever thought about that? What does the Lord's Supper mean? We're supposed to do this in remembrance of Him until He comes back, right? But He says, and when He had given thanks, He broke it, talking about the bread. He gave thanks for that. And that was Jesus. You know, that's what we should do. We should give thanks for everything, for the food that we're given, for the baby's cry to let us know that they're still living. You know, and that's a life that we're able to, I'm going to call it enhance. I just like that word, enhance, you know. Just to be able to enhance, to make their life better. Grandparents. How many of you are grandparents? I sort of figured most all of you. I love to use that one. But, you know, because I see my mom and dad spoil my two kids. I mean, there was things that my daughters have done that I know that my dad and my mom would have tore me up for if I'd have done it. You know, bouncing on the couch. If I'd have done a super dive off the couch, they'd have clotheslined me before I hit the floor. I mean, that's just kind of how it goes. But them kids, they did it, and they landed on each other and kept getting it. And they're just sitting there going, oh, they're just kids, you know. But that's just the way it goes. But, you know, I think about that, and it's humorous. But doesn't God do that with us? He is loving. He is caring. You know, he is the man. He's awesome. And we need to glorify him. We need to bring him up, and we need to be thankful for him. For these little things, for a bottle of water, a stick of gum. You know, we don't ask him for the things that we should ask him. You know, I'm not going to get into this, but it's something for y'all to think about. Do you ask him in everything? Do you ask him for a parking spot? Do you ask him for, I get some shakes, head shakes back there. I'm on a horrible piece of road every day. I get up 81 and I go to Roanoke, I get on 581, and that mess from 581 to get all the way over and to go out, get off at Peters Creek, I'm going to tell you what, I'd rather take a beating with a horse whip than I would have to do that at certain times of the day. And then you'd make the round in there and you get up on Peters Creek, and the people to these days do not know what YIELD, I think I spelled that right, yield. They ain't got a clue what that means. I think they think yield means accelerate. Because when I come through there, I got to make immediate right and go on Thurlane. And those people don't know what a break is whatsoever. And when I'm in the gray car, I love it. Now, I know this ain't exactly right, but in my gray car, you know, it's rough. It's got a nice patina on it. It's old, and it's got metal in it. And as I drive along and I need to stay in that lane, if they don't stop, and I know this ain't right, Lord forgive me, but as I'm going through, I just go right through. I give my right turn signal, and I just keep getting it. Now, you know, if there's room to slow up and let them out, I do. But then you got these people, I call them boogers. They just keep hammering it and going on. But I don't let them on. What does God do with us? If we're just keep doing the things that we want to do, and we keep going and doing our path, the direction we want to go in, don't he kind of head us off at the pass a little bit and steer us back the other way and put the brakes on and go, whoa, you need to take a rain check here and stop and think. I got situations going on at work that is keeping and pulling me away from Christ, pulling me from coming on Wednesday nights. That's why I hadn't been here, because it just keeps stacking up on me. When I got pulled over yesterday, and I asked the Lord, keep me from having the ticket. What am I doing? What do I need? Where do I need to be? Show me you in all of this. I heard you need to slow down. You need to slow down, not only in the foot, but in the heart. How can you have a witness for Christ if you're not slowing down and taking the time to glorify him, amen, to spend time with him, to bless him, to love him? And I've been dealing with that for a while. I don't have a watch, and I can't see that far. I think I'm good, so. John 11. How many of y'all know what John 11 is? John 11 was when Jesus wept. Story of Lazarus. Look with me at 41 and 42. He says, "Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me." How many times do we thank the Lord for answered prayers? You know, we ask. But how many times do we stop and we thank? How many times do we thank him for unanswered prayers? I don't think there is an unanswered prayer. I believe that with all my heart, because with him not telling me anything, he's telling me either I need to pray more, I need to redirect more, or I need to get in his will. Because if I'm praying in his will, what's going to happen? He's going to answer that prayer. He tells us, and we could get into that. That's a whole other one there. But, you know, it's that we need to be with thanking him for these things. And this is just a few things that's come to heart and to mind. You know, we've just got to love on him, and we've got to listen and all these little things, thank him. Thank him for our salvation. Thank him for the blood. Thank him for answering prayers. Thank him for the healing that he gives us. You know, and within this deal with Lazarus, that's healing. What did he do with Mary and Martha? He reassured them and he healed them too in a way. He healed her heart. There's so many things to go on there, you know, with all of this. But you know, let's look at Paul for a minute. Paul was good about praying for others. Am I right? In every one of his books, he prays for the church that he's in. He prays for certain people. He pulls out different ones that have either gone on and helped raise the church up or do this or do that. But in Colossians 1:3, let's flip over there for a moment. Like I said, we're everywhere this night. Colossians 1:3. He says, "We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you." Now here he's getting a little more than just that. He's praying for what that church is and how they're increasing the knowledge of God, in the knowledge of God, and they're growing and different things of the such. But with that, he's giving thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. He's thanking God for others. How many times do we thank God for others? I thank God for a lot of people in my life that God has put in my life. That man sitting right back here at the computer and all that? That young man sitting there, Damien, hate to call you out, but I heard you speak a message the last youth day, that touched my heart. And the fact that God used you at your age to do that message has stuck with me so much so that I cannot get that off of my mind and my heart. God can use anyone at any age, at any time, from 1 to 101. But we've got to be willing to stand there and do as he asks us to do. We've got to get our hearts right with him. And, you know, it's going to be hard. It's hard sometimes to, when he's calling you and he's pulling you in a different direction and you're here in this comfortable place, in places where you know that you're wanted and you're needed and you're loved and there's things for you to do, and God's going, "Hey, come here. Come over here. Let's go over here just for a little while. Let's go for a season. Let's see what we can do over here. Let's grow. Let's move. Let's do. But let's all do it with the heart of God. Let's all do as he says." For me to stand here tonight, I never dreamed that I would be preaching. Mama's laughing back there. I never dreamed that I'd be teaching a Sunday school. But I'm going to tell you what. God has a big thumb. And when he wants you to move, he's going to make you move. No matter what. And that's with anything. But what's it take? You got to be willing to love him more. Because he loves you with all his heart, with all his might, and all his soul. And he is an awesome God. And we owe it to him to be thankful. We owe it to him to be obedient. We are everywhere tonight. But my last point that I'm going to say: be thankful for the little things and what we take for granted. How much do we take for granted? I remember when the carpet got put down. And then it got to talking about the seats and the color of them. And they needed to be cleaned because they They look dirty. That's what the preacher said. I love that. And I thought about it. And I said, well, I'm thankful for, thinking to myself, I'm thankful for the dirt on the seats because that means there's been people sitting in them. You know what I'm saying? You know, and that's a wonderful thing, that people want to come and to be a part of a church, be a part of a body of Christ. That's a wonderful thing. Colossians 3:12, and we're going to close here shortly. Colossians 3:12 through 17. And this is a whole nother message in itself, but that ain't what we're going to look at. He says, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity or love, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. I'm not going to put heavy-handed words on this set of Scripture. Put those Scripture in your heart. Meditate on them this week. And I've got one more for us to look at, and I want y'all to bow your heads. It's Psalms 34:1-4. I know this is going to seem a little odd, but it's not. Psalms 34:1-4. If y'all will bow your heads, I'm going to say something here. And then after that, we'll have a little prayer, and then I'm going to do something a little different. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and deliver me from all my fears. Heavenly Father, Lord, help us to speak these words tonight, Lord. Help us to speak these things what's been heard within our hearts and our minds. Help us to glorify You throughout this oncoming week, Lord. And help us to learn to love each other more and to love those in the community enough to be able to reach out to them, the ones that don't know You, Father. Help us to take those things in our life and magnify them so others can see them and love on them, and Lord, just to bring them to You. Lord, those that are hurting tonight, Lord, help us to seek them. Lord, I remember the pastor, Lord, at Raps Mill in his passing, Lord, that You'll be with that church family, Lord, as they seek to find another. Lord, we do ask now that You just be with each and every one of us, and help us to be thankful, and to be thankful for You, and to glorify You, and bless Your holy, precious name. In Jesus' name I ask these things. Amen. Now, I've got a question for you. Does anyone here tonight have anything to be thankful for? Everybody does. Does anybody want to share that tonight?
Go ahead.
Amen.
I'm thankful for the help the Lord has put.